In 66 seconds, Roberto Duran changed my life.
He grew up in the streets, fought everything, hating everybody. He's wild.
Duran should fight no one but me. I don't lose.
You put God in the ring, and I will beat him.
And now, Sugar Ray Leonard.
Okay, here's the deal. Panamanian boxer Roberto Duran's career is profiled in the new film Hands of Stone. The story follows Duran from the slums of Panama to his major career highlights fighting American legend Sugar Ray Leonard. While a good boxing film can be fun, it's hard to make a compelling movie about an unpleasant person, and Duran simply wasn't likable in the film. From his targeting his future wife at a young age and borderline pedophilia to his abusive and abrasive behavior as an adult, I couldn't find anyone to root for in the movie. Robert De Niro does his best to save the film as Duran's trainer, but honestly, that guy has plenty of other boxing movies that are far more entertaining. Hands of Stone gets 1.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.